The majestic castle, which we admire today in Piazza Trieste Trento, measures about 103 meters on each side and 27 meters in height. It is equipped with thick square walls and dominates the vast surrounding area from the top of its four towers. Its history has ancient origins. In 1135, Ruggero II fortified the city of Aversa and began the construction of a castle to be able to reside there. The site chosen was near the church of Santa Maria Piazza, at the northern limit of the third circle of walls. It had a square shape with crenellated towers at the corners and developed on four levels on a subfloor, the prisons and the warehouses. After ups and downs, in 1492, the castle was given a new arrangement by Alfonso of Aragon, as it appears in the view of the city of Aversa, 16th-17th century, reported by Pacicelli. It was then that it took the name of Castello Aragonese. The castle, surrounded by high moat and equipped with ramparts, developed around a square courtyard and portico, with a loggia on the ground floor, with an even number of arches on each side. On the first floor, it has large covered rooms with burial vaults, which overlook on the central courtyard. In 1700, the castle was once again in ruins, until in 1750 Charles III of Bourbon entrusted its restoration to his best architect Luigi Vanvitelli to transform it into a cavalry barracks. With this intervention, the original structure completely disappeared, since the perimeter curtains were enclosed by a single architectural order, the Tuscan, and the moat was completely covered.
Towards the end of the 1800s, the castle was once again in ruins, and only in 1931 did it return to the limelight thanks to Filippo Saporito, who used it to expand his adjacent nursing home and custody, thus becoming one of the most famous judicial prisons in Italy. Later used as a penitentiary police school, it is currently the seat of the Tribunale Napoli Nord, the court of the northern part of the metropolitan city of Naples. And it is precisely on the ground floor of the tribunal that the Gala Sedan, the 18th century carriage of the so-called elect of the city of Aversa, is kept in the hall of the same name. The carriage was probably purchased by the municipality of Aversa from the noble Neapolitan family of the Principi di Pignatelli to transport the civil authorities to religious and civil ceremonies. With a little imagination, we can hear its noise pulled by horses. Today we can admire it in detail after a restoration that has brought it back to its former glory, with the rose window with the eagle holding an oak branch in its beak, in front of the diver's seat. And in the rear part, an oval shield supported by festoons with a wooden relief in the center that represents the basilisk, symbol of the city of Aversa. We know that on the outside there were decorative panels in gilded metal, painted with subjects that referred to those typical of the royal factory of Capodimonte, which sumptuously embellished it, while the internal upholstery was in red damask silk with gold borders. Unfortunately, there is no trace of them any longer.